We're doing Tehillim Perek Chaf, the 20th chapter of Psalms, 20th chapter of Tehillim. Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnatzeach, to the conductor, a song of praise, Mizmor le David, a song either in honor of David or composed by David. And this song, some explain the song David HaMelech composed about the Jewish people going out to war and their leader Yoav, who was the chief general. Some say this was a song that was composed in honor of David when he goes out to war. The pasuk says, Yanecha Hashem biyom tzara. Hashem should answer you on the day where you have a tzara. It's a day of trouble. On that day, God should answer you. Yisagevcha, He should protect you. Shem, Hashem's name, Elokei Yaakov, He is the God of Yaakov, that we know that when Yaakov left his father, so Yaakov was going out all alone. His brother wanted to kill him. His nephew wanted to kill him. Everywhere he was going, he was in danger. And God said He would protect him. So when a person's in a time of need, we wish him, Yanecha Hashem, Hashem should answer you. Yisagevcha, He should protect you. Shem, Elokei Yaakov. The name, the God of Yaakov, that Hashem who protected Yaakov. Yishlach ezecha mikodesh, He should send your assistance from His holiness. Umitzion, and from Zion, Yisadeka, He should send your assistance. Yizkokon min chotecha, at your time of need, God should remember all your offerings, all the things that you, so to speak, did in honor of God. Ve'olatcha, and your offerings that were totally burnt in honor of God. Yidashene Sela, God should accept Sela. We discuss Sela has many meanings. Forever. We'll translate it now, forever. Yiten lecha chil vavecha, God should give you as your heart wishes, v'chol atzatcha imale, and allow you to fulfill your thoughts, whatever you want to accomplish. And then, when you're successful at war, when you're successful in making it out, we're holding Perek Chaf Pasuk Vav, the 20th chapter, the sixth verse, Niranena, we will sing, we will rejoice, Bishuatecha, when you are redeemed. Uveshem Elokeinu Nidgol, and we'll gather around the flag of God's name. Yemale Hashem Kol Mishalotecha, as God fulfills all that you seek of Him. Pasuk Zayin, the seventh Pasuk. Ata Yadati, now when we see how Hashem saves His tzaddikim, I know, Ki Oshi Hashem Mishicho, that Hashem is the one that really rescues His anointed one. Ya'aneu mishemei kacho, He answers him from His holy heavens. Bigvurot yesha imino, with the great redemptions, the great salvations of His right hand. Now we recognize that the fact that David HaMelech made it, all the times he was almost killed, all the times he was almost chased, when David's in time of need, we pray and suddenly Hashem saves him again. So it helps us recognize that every time he made it out, it wasn't because he had military genius, it wasn't because he had such great soldiers, it was because Hashem helped him out. These enemies come with their chariots, these enemies come with their horses. But us, when we go to war, we go out with the name of Hashem our God. Hema, they with all their advanced weapons, karu v'nafalu, ultimately, they were bent over, they fell. V'anachnu, and we, kamnu, we stood straight, v'nitodad, and we were even strengthened, we got even stronger. Hashem Oshia, Hashem is the one that saved us. Hamelech, the king, Hashem, ya'aneinu, should continue answering us, b'yom koreinu, on the day that we call. So, this is a verse we say in davening every day, and we'll quickly review what we saw today. The conductor sings the song about David or about the people who go to war representing David, and he discusses the fact that there are days of need, there are times when we go to war and it seems like, how are we going to make it? And he wishes them that Hashem should answer them these times of need, and Hashem, who always protected Yaakov, should protect them. He should send them their help from His holy place and from Zion, their assistance. He should remember all their prayers, all their offerings, and give them what they wish, fulfill their thoughts. And when they'll really be successful in these military encounters, in these wars that are difficult, so then we'll recognize that it's God's hand and we'll rejoice in His salvation, in His name. We'll recognize that Hashem fulfilled their wishes and we'll recognize that it's Hashem that's really the one that's saving them. The enemies come with their different military mights, their chariots, their horses, and we come with God's name. We don't always have the military might that can really logically overcome them, and they ultimately do fall, and we stand up and we get even stronger, we recognize it's Hashem who's saving us, our King, we ask Him at the end of this praise, please continue answering us on the days that we call out to You. And that's Perek Chaf, a very short but very, very powerful chapter of Tehillim. Really.